your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad.
Well, welcome home, family. It's your mom and dad. It's your mother and father.
Fantastic.
Welcome home.
What
welcome
a
home. You know, family, after watching this Love is Blind reunion, I do feel as if the one really important thing that we walked away with, the one really important piece of information that we found out about is that Garrett's a model now. Garrett is a model. He is walking the runways during Fashion Week. As he said, he's always had an inclination towards fashion.
And I'm like, no offense, but since when? Like the guy in the pods had an inkling for fashion? That's the classic, like, you know, hindsight is 2020. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I always was kind of this way. And you're like, stop it.
And I was like, Garrett, I'm not trying to come for you. You and Taylor, I'm very happy for you. It seems like you two have had a beautiful marriage together, a year full of love and romance. But like, for you to say that you've had an inclination towards fashion, the guy who is self, you know, described as the fish guy. And we all know if you are currently on dating apps or you have friends on dating apps, the fish guy is a certain type of guy. Typically, yes. we can run from the fish guy, but Garrett seems like a nice fish guy.
Well, Garrett's like a nerdy fish guy.
But the fish guy wears the cargo shorts.
Yes.
It's a certain type of button-down shirt.
It's function.
It's function over fashion. But now, Evan, Garrett...
Did you see the heels he had on?
You mean the boots?
They were like 3-inch boots.
Yes, he was giving himself some height because runway now.
I'm just saying, like, they were aggressive boots. Like, they were not entry level boots.
No,
like,
these
he
were
goes
like,
all in.
Those were like the boots you used to wear when you would, Evan, those were the boots you used to wear when you used to perform on stage to everybody. But you did work your way into those boots.
Sure. Now, one thing I will say, which is really interesting, and I don't know if this is a science nerdy thing, because one of my best friends, mm-hmm. is one of these guys.
Oh yeah.
Super smart.
So smart.
Super type A.
Yep.
Super like everything's logical, everything's planned out.
Engineer.
You know who I'm talking about.
Of course I do.
Amazing guy.
You're the best. Yeah.
But one thing I will say about him is that there's a lot of like, once I do something,
we go all in.
I go all in. And I've kind of always been this way.
Sure.
This
sure.
kind of, I don't want to say arrogance, but kind of this like, I am this guy now.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, 2 weeks ago, you were not this guy. And now you're saying you are this guy. It's like, how about we kind of have a little... So I have a lot of thoughts about this, and none of them are based in any sort of fact or any sort of anything, but there's something about the intensity for which he showed up. You know what I mean? Like,
talking about the fit that he showed up in?
I'm talking about just like everything about him. And I also have another question.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, you got me going on this.
Yeah.
Because it made me feel a lot of things.
Yeah. Sure.
So she said he modeled in a fashion show.
He was Fashion Week, babe.
Sure.
I have photos of it. And he's like...
He looks great.
He looks... That's the thing. That's the
he's
part that
sleeper.
I have to say.
He's a sleeper, right?
He's a sleeper.
You could always tell he was a good-looking guy,
and,
but like
and
hiding underneath.
And now with the hair. And, like, sure. And also, some of the photos from Fashion Week, what they had him dressed in.
Yeah.
Sick.
Sure.
So, I mean, looking good. The fashion is
popping
off.
I just don't like it.
It's because it doesn't feel like him.
It feels wrong. And what I also don't like is the air that comes with it. There's something about the way he showed up that, like, there's a little bit of, like, I'm different.
Things are different.
Before it was like, what bait am I going to get? Now it's like, what wine do I like?
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I just don't.
Oh, this? It's just Loewe.
Exactly.
He knows how to pronounce all the fashion brand houses.
Yeah, it was Hermes. You know what I mean? Now, you know, so my thing is this. It's giving.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is the best way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving. Guy goes to London for a week, then signs all his emails off with cheers.
Oh, yes. Guy goes to London for a week, calls every place a flat.
It starts kissing people on the side of their face, like European style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're talking the loo. We are now on the Londoner.
Calls his friend a mate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, cheers, mate. And you're like, shut up, dude. You were in London
for a week.
So that's the like thing in me that obviously I need to go to therapy for, like why that bothers me. But it's, there's something about him showing up looking like that.
Yeah.
And then her saying he's in a fashion, like, first of all, how do you get in a fashion show? Did he like reach out? See, that's the thing too. I see him kind of like grow his hair out, look at himself and go, I'm hot.
Yeah.
Then reach out to like modeling agencies. And now he's, you know what I'm saying?
This has always been a passion for him, apparently.
There's something about it that just, oh, I don't know. It just,
well, listen,
me.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Dude, I wish you the best and I hope you model forever, but there's something about it just feels wrong.
I'll say this. Do I think he looks incredible?
Yes.
Yes. I think he absolutely looks amazing and I love this style. Now, do I feel as if, and God, did Taylor look unbelievable in that dress?
Yeah.
But like they were showing up for the Met Gala while everyone else was like showing up for a reunion.
That was another thing too.
I know that you guys are like the champion couple of this season, but like Taylor, I worship at the ground you walk on. When I tell you, you look like a dream summoned from the heavens, I mean that wholeheartedly. I couldn't stop looking at the dress. She looked insane. But when the two of them came out and they were giving Met Gala, I looked at her and I go, wow, a queen. When he walked out with like the fit, it was so, it's because I was used to who Garrett was, and so it's a little jarring to see Garrett and then all of a sudden be like a year later and Garrett's like walking the streets of Paris going into fashion houses, and it's just a little jarring because it was not who we knew before. And so it makes me, and I know they're happy, they're in love, I'm not doubting their love story, but I'm also a little bit like, Garrett's enjoying the rewards of the fame from the show by now becoming a model.
It's just a little unsettling.
Yeah.
It's unsettling. And maybe it has more to do with the fact that I feel like it's a slippery slope.
Interesting. And I hear you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you just get married.
And now you're a model.
And you guys are two nerds
yes.
who are both very good looking,
yes.
but like kind of the people that don't know how good looking they are.
Yes.
And that's very charming. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's very charming to be like beautiful. And then you take the glasses off and everybody's like, whoa, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
That, they both had that. Both like very attractive, understated nerds. And you're like, that, we love that. It's such a cool picture.
We live.
And now it's a little bit like, we know we're hot and we're here to show the world. And we've got this whole new personality, which just...
But Taylor doesn't to me.
Not Taylor. It's more him. And it just makes
because
me feel uneasy about like them now.
I'm like,
are we going to have a weird personality? Are we going to be like, is he going to be an influencer now? Like, I don't know.
I'll just say that, you know, like I said, here for Taylor and so happy for them
yes.
and really did enjoy watching him later on in the season. But when they say that they're moving to DC, my body says, I don't think so.
Closer to New York, where my fashion career
I'm gonna
is.
I'm going to say that they're going to be moving to New York or Los Angeles. Like, Garrett's going to keep diving into this fashion world because I'm telling you, he looks great in these photos. He's going to keep pursuing it. And we're not going to be living in Washington, D.C. That's not where we're going to be living.
He should pursue it. It's just whether I love it or not. That's truly it. Anyway.
But that, you know, that was for me one of the big takeaways.
Huge visual impact of him walking out.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, family, yes, today is the reunion. And I want to say this just out the gate, first and foremost, apologies in advance, because we are recording this a few days before Election Day.
Yep.
So obviously we are kind of anxious messes. So if we are unhinged today with our takes, that is why. And I believe that we are releasing this actually on Election Day. So with that being said, if you're listening to this on Election Day and you have not yet voted, if you are able, please go out there and vote. In fact, you know what? Stop what you're doing. You can take us with you.
Get in your car.
You can listen to us in your car or when you're waiting in line. Put in a little earbud. We'll be with you there. But please go out if you're able to and vote. But yeah, a little bit of an anxious mess today because of that. And so the takes might be a bit unhinged. And I'll tell you what, if you were looking to get away from feeling anxious at this point in life right now, well, watching this reunion would not help.
No.
It would not help the anxiety.
But that's why we're here. That's what we do.
But we're here to talk about it and break down all the things we saw and talked about or did not talk about. Ooh, and you know what I'm talking about. So let's get into that. But first, we got to take a quick pause. Family, listen, some of these newlyweds, I think they might last. You know what I mean? Taylor and Garrett are probably going to be making a home together here soon in New York, Paris, in Los Angeles. Yes. And if they are looking to create a beautiful home with chic quality furniture, look no further than Article. That's article.com, baby. You know it's our favorite. We've been getting our furniture from Article for years. I'm talking couch, dining room table, chairs, side tables, outdoor furniture, all of it. And it's the place we keep getting furniture from because we are always, always wowed by the beauty, the quality, the durability, and also the price.
Yes, the prices are incredible. Article believes in delightful design for every single home. Mm-hmm. And thanks to their online only model, they really have some delightful prices too. And like Jess said, the furniture styles are top notch. Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and boho designs makes furniture shopping simple. We are not interior designers. Nope. I wish I was. Do not have the skill, but Article makes it so simple to put together great looks for your home because of their curated assortment. And it looks like a pro interior designer did it for you.
It's true. It's really incredible. And Article offers fast, affordable shipping across the US and Canada. Plus, they won't leave you waiting around. You pick the delivery time and they'll send you updates every step of the way. I'm telling you, Article makes it so convenient. And their knowledgeable customer care team is there when you need them to make sure your experience is smooth and stress-free. They are top notch. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/momdad, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/momdad for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Okay, let's talk this Love is Blind reunion. Well, I do want to say right out the gate that Nick and Vanessa, this reunion did not seem at odds. They did not seem like they were fighting.
They worked on their battling of each other and roasting of each other.
Instead, they became a unified front of corny jokes and puns.
The unified of cringe. It was brutal.
It was not
brutal. The segues. It was the segues. It was all like, I'm so sorry you're crying, but speaking of tear, and they would say some weird joke that would everyone in the room would be like, ugh, and then they'd like move on to the next person. It was brutal.
It was.
Every transition was like, oh.
It was so corny. At one point when Nick was like, if only we could all get tattoos of all the chemistry we watch this season.
Yeah, everyone's like, what? It's like, because you said, remember that one time that you might get a tattoo? And like, oh, yeah, I guess.
Or you guys have science tattoos, so like chemistry. Yeah, and chemistry.
Then with the Stephen G, he's like, oh, I'm really, really tired. Oh, but I'm not getting a sleep test, right, Stephen? Like, it was just like, huh? Oh, no. And it was right off the back of just like someone crying, and it was just like, so weird.
When Nick kept when he was yawning, it's like out of nowhere. Yeah, it was like there was like, no.
Brutal.
And I'm like, writers of this, because I know it's not them writing these. I understand that there's writers attached to this, but I'm like, we can have a show hosted without wild transitions.
Yeah, like it's okay to go, wow, Hannah, I'm really, I really hear what you're saying, and thanks for bringing light to that. Okay, so I really want to move on because I think that you guys have an interesting. It's like instead, it's like, yeah, interesting. Well, the crazy thing about the weather, and you're just like, huh? Like the jokes were like far fetched too, and kind of awkward, and then bad. So like it was tough. It was a tough watch.
It was rough, and then Vanessa got in the one. She got in the one good wrap it up joke about Ramses,
yes.
But then she kept saying it.
Yeah, because of condoms, right? Because of things like no, let it so be that kept, little thing.
She said, "We'll wrap it up, right, Ramses?" Like 100 times, yeah. And Ramses was just sitting there, trying not to start.
Everyone hates me for this. Yeah, like you can't make jokes. The joke's supposed to be like kind of funny for everyone, not just roast people, and then no one else is laughing. Oh, it's very funny.
But they were a unified front in that way,
and they were.
So,
and Nick, listen, Nick's kind of doing his thing where it's like. He got a little bit. Well, first of all, this whole thing was very Hunger Games. like weirdly Hunger Games to the fact of like he kind of shows up and he's got like he's got a look about him like he's got like a little extra makeup on than he normally has. He's got glossy lips, his teeth are white, and he's kind of got this hello, yeah, welcome yes. to
he,
you know what
he
I mean?
He was giving the capital
giving,
for sure.
Giving the capital, and then to his right you have, you know, Taylor and Garrett, who are both very Hunger Games in their energy. She's got like a metal plated chess piece on. He's got like, you know, this over the top look. Ashley had like spiders. You know,
yeah, just, they were kind of like these like yeah, bejeweled spider looking appliques.
Like, in District 4. Like I honestly felt like it was one step away from like it was all very bright lights.
These reality TV shows lately have been giving Hunger Games. And yeah. honestly, it's kind of making me sit back for a minute and be like, what are we really ingesting?
It feels like they're playing into the joke,
and
which
I'm
is
like, and I'm like, what are we really ingesting? Yeah. It is like a version of and Hunger there's also Games. Like,
and I think they're bad jokes.
Yeah.
Also made it feel Hunger Games too, because it's kind of sure. like what in Hunger Games, right? They're in kind of they're like not acting naturally empathetic towards issues, right? They're right. like, that's crazy, that happened to you. Anyway, this guy died. Ha ha ha. You know? So like there's a little bit of that energy where someone's like, and I just don't know why he did that to me. And they're like, and that's crazy. Next up, like it's very like kind of disjointed energy.
Yeah.
Kind of unsettling.
It was
like, did you feel that way the whole time? Kind of just like uneasy.
That's why I mentioned already feeling anxious.
Like it was an
for
anxious
the world,
vibe.
And now started watching this and felt real anxious as well for very different reasons.
Yeah.
But it was because it was very unsettling. The
it
whole
was
thing
uneasy.
It was uneasy, and even like when the people would have the cast would have their responses, there'd be yeah. like too long of a beat yeah. before something else would happen.
Yeah.
Ugh.
A little detached.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like I was like watching it the whole time, be like, why do I feel just like not good?
Well, and the whole season felt that way, to
yeah,
be honest.
True.
And so like the way that this reunion wrapped up also felt like unsettled, questions unanswered.
Good reunion, though. I mean, like,
I mean, it was good. There was a lot. Happened, you know? It definitely like I think we
people got into it
on the
just,
last episode for the finale. I think I had made a comment where I was like, I think most everyone's not going to be getting into it, minus like Hannah and Nick. And I was wrong.
It was like everyone hadn't spoken since the day they left.
I think pretty much everybody got into it.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But the first, let's go in order here.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, everyone's introduced, but the first couple that we really start having a conversation with are Tyler and Ashley. Now, yeah. we all know everything that's been online mm-hmm. when it comes to Tyler. And if you don't know, you can go back to our last episode and listen, and it'll give you all the details, or, you know, Google search it. It's everywhere right now. But what happened during this reunion was the most non-answer I have ever seen on a reunion like this ever. Because typically Love is Blind, they go for it.
Yeah.
They get into it, they bring out the receipts, they'll go hard. We have potentially one of the biggest explosive stories that we've had for a long time about Tyler, and not only the sperm donation, but then about his two children yeah. with the mother of these children, yes. right? And we don't address it. It is the most non-answered thing ever. So basically what Tyler and Ashley are saying
yeah.
is that Tyler said, hey, I went on this show and there are other people involved. There are children involved. There's this very close friend of mine who I donated the sperm to, her ex-wife.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people involved who didn't ask to be involved in this. So I didn't want to talk about it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So basically what happened is that Ashley and I essentially gave you all a little tiny piece of it because Ashley said I couldn't, you know, not show it on my face right. when I found out. So we gave you a little piece of it, but actually Ashley knew the whole time.
Yeah.
So that's what we're running with, is that Ashley knew the whole time. Now I have questions regarding that because, okay, let's just say that happened. There were certain moments, like for example, when Ashley said, have they ever seen you?
Yeah.
To me, if they had had that full discussion and she knew, I'd be pretty sure that she actually knew the answer to that. So why would she bring that up?
Right, because she was saying that it was like we were playing for the camera.
Yes.
Like, hey, we already talked. So I'm going to kind of ask you these questions and you can kind of answer it however. So it was giving a little bit of like they worked through it later or however they landed on this. And then they kind of like created a narrative to kind of explain the past.
And like maybe, I mean, maybe behind the scenes, he told her more. when they were on set. But again, there were a couple moments where she asked questions where I'm like, if you would have known everything,
yeah,
you wouldn't have asked those questions unless she was like, you know, serving it to the camera. But it didn't feel that way. And another thing I'd like to note is, okay, let's just say Tyler did tell her everything the second they got home.
Okay.
Spilled everything. What that does still mean, and they're saying that we didn't know because it was off camera because they were home and talking.
Right.
What we do know is this. There was a whole lot of days in the pods where everything was being filmed. If he had told her in the pods about it, we would have video receipts.
Of course.
So he did not tell her in the pods. So what we still do know is that he got engaged to this woman without telling her that he had children.
Yes.
Which I don't feel like we're talking about. You're like, okay, so we're not going to, okay, let's just say, again, what you guys are saying is true. You guys get home and you guys had this secret behind closed doors to not involve other people. And she actually knew the whole thing and you played it up for the camera as to not, you know, da, 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 da. But what about the part that, like, you guys got engaged?
Yeah.
And he didn't tell you that you had kids.
It's also kind of weird to do this play. Like, people do this thing where they go, that's for me and my wife to talk about. It's not for the cameras. And I'm a little bit like, you're right. In every other instance, other than this show, where it's literally designed. Yeah. And the only way you met is that you agreed to spill everything. So there is a little interestingness about, like, this kind of, so you can conveniently jump on the show, do this exposure thing, and then hide the biggest secret in your whole life, and then kind of make everyone feel insane for wanting to know about it.
That's what I was going to say.
It's a little bit like
the whole
him looking at the camera
dare,
and being like,
how dare people have questions?
And it's like, dude, like, it's literally what you signed up for. So it's like, if you didn't sign up for this,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden people are asking you because you're just online or something, or let's say you're an influencer and you like do workout stuff, and then someone or people are like, well, where are the children? And then you're like, yeah, I didn't, this is nothing. But you literally signed up for this specific analysis of your life.
Well, and listen,
and so it's very weird to then be like, no one deserves to know anything about me. And it's like,
and listen, I'm not somebody who believes that, like, you know, when you go on reality TV show that then your like life is for the taking for the general populace.
Right.
I don't believe this. But to echo what you're saying, if you all decide behind closed doors to have a plan where you're not actually sharing everything but a little bit,
right,
you can't then blame the
people
general populace
like,
for wanting to dig and like be like, well, it looks like you lied because we know this, but you said this. You can't then be upset to be like,
Especially when you have other people involved in this story.
Yes.
Who are publicly saying the opposite of what you're saying.
Correct.
So it's one thing if it's just like someone saw something and are asking questions. It's another where like there's people like online going, by the way, this guy is this person who's directly the other party of the story. It's just very interesting. It's kind of gives me the vibe that he was able to kind of like control his situation and craft his world with Ashley, and then he doesn't want to rock that boat.
Seems like
so he's
it.
Like, let's just agree we don't ever talk about anything with anyone, right? Because then it might open up and unravel into all this stuff. So we're on the same team, right? And so I don't know. It was just interesting.
She then brings up the fact that she was like, "Hey, this was really hard for him because he's really trying hard to navigate with this friend of his.
Yeah.
It was hard for him because it was a complex situation because he wanted to help a friend and, you know, he grew up with a single mom, so he wanted to be there." And straight up, if that's where it ended, I understand. Like, the fact, if that's where it ended, where it's like, hey, Tyler, like, stepped in for somebody and was there. He donated sperm and then he wanted to step in. I think that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay. I, like, genuinely, I really do. And then I also understand if that's where it ended, that he wouldn't want to talk, like, be like, I'm not talking about that on the show. That's their 100%. Personal life. That's for them. Yes, I was there for a time. But, like, that, there's pieces of that where it's like, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying. And also about not wanting to, like he said, there's like birth certificates floating around with the kids. That's 100%. Terrible. These kids need their privacy. We don't need to be digging for all that stuff. But the biggest factor of this that we're not talking about then is it's like, so we're just going to ignore the fact and you're not going to then, I get you talking about wanting to have privacy for the kids, but we're not going to talk about the fact that this woman who is the mother of these children has gone online and said that two of these children were conceived naturally right. between her and Tyler.
Right.
And then that as soon as he went on Love is Blind, he's never reached out or spoken to these children since.
Right.
And I'm like, so we're not going to address that?
Well, and then you go on a show we're knowing not- you have secret kids and then get like, that's not for anyone to talk about. It's a little bit like, dude, I'll go on a show and you have secret kids.
But then also, too, it's like just the big question unanswered of like, okay, so we're hearing about you all's relationship and saying, you know, we've been doing great. We're in love. It's between us. All right. Again, I hear that to certain extents. But the fact that the show that Nick and Vanessa didn't push at all and be like, okay, but there's three children involved and uh-huh. two of them were naturally conceived. And then the mother is saying that you have just not been around. Is that a lie, Tyler? Are you still part of these children's lives? Is that not true? Where are the questions?
What they
where
should have
are
done,
the questions?
What they should have, what Tyler should have and Ashley should have done is they should have never brought it up in the first place. If this was a whole thing where they talked on the side and then if they would have never talked about it.
But Nick and Vanessa brought it up.
No, I'm talking about in the show. If this was all you guys had talked offline about this and didn't and you go don't want to address it on the show, you should have never talked about it on camera.
Yeah.
And then it would have just been this thing online that's going on. And then you can be like, we're still not talking about it. But the fact that you talked about it, but then lied about it and then kind of have this weird like half truth about it. So then you have everyone asking questions and then all of a sudden pull back and go, we're not talking about it. It created this very weird dynamic. But if she would have never asked the question to him about it,
right,
it would have never existed. And it would have just been off the show.
But she said, she's like, I was rattled and I can't hide how I'm feeling. Which then to me echoes back to where I go, what was really going down here? Okay.
It smells of
changes. It just of like Tyler saying whatever he needs to say to convince this of that and this of that.
Yep. Agreed.
And I'm just really interested. I need to follow through and see if anything has come from this since, but I'm very interested to see if more comes out or if this like, you know, isn't talked about. I have no idea if the mother of his children is like wanting it to kind of like quiet down,
right,
you know, because there's then been so much exposure about it or like what's going on.
Right.
But I just could not believe that there were not more questions asked. I'm like, we had so many more questions asked about couples that had such less of a, like they got married and then this happened and then they're saying, hey, you know, I actually did tell her, but like she couldn't hide her expression, so we gave you guys a little nug. It's like, what? We had barely any questions about that. And it just started the reunion off in a very, like you said, unsettled way, where it was a little bit like, you guys, you need to back off, we know what we're doing. And you know, he was a good man for stepping in and he didn't know how to navigate. And so that's where it ends. And we're like, but what about like your kids?
Yeah.
Are you going to say all of a sudden that they're not? Are you going to say that they are and you don't see them? Are you going to say that you do see them? Like, are we going to get any information about what's going on? Nope. And I have a theory that the only reason that Love is Blind production, Vanessa and Nick in their interviewing allowed all of this is because this season was crumbling. This season was a nightmare. They were not getting the love stories. They were getting absolute chaos. And I think it's just been getting more and more that way as the seasons have been airing. So I think they're desperately trying to hold on to the two couples that got married at the end of this and
to make them look,
see, this process works, everybody. The love is real.
That makes sense.
So I think the only reason that they didn't push it, didn't even have, you know, maybe the receipts come out, the videos that the mother of the kids, like expose anything like that. I think the only reason was because they're like, hey, we don't want our show to look like we're not getting successful couples or to question like these couples at the end of this. So look at our two couples who are in love and everything's great. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. Seems like Tyler and Ashley are in love and whatever. But where are the questions? I don't think they asked them because Love is Blind has an agenda and they want it to look like everything's hunky dory. And
we'd have some success.
Yep. I think so. But it was very frustrating as a viewer thinking that we were going to go in and get answers. And also thinking that Tyler, the way that he vocalized it, that he was going to speak his truth and like give answers. And what we got was him just being like, well, I did say behind the scenes, but like we just didn't reveal it to the cameras.
Yeah.
And you're like, but you didn't tell her before you got engaged. Do you want to talk about that too, Tyler? There's a lot of things we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh,
very weird. Very weird.
Gosh, that was, I just couldn't believe that we didn't get any more information from that. That was like a blip of a moment in this reunion.
Bizarre.
What?
Bizarre. Okay.
Anywho, it's almost like I felt like they didn't want the viewers who don't check online, who just view.
Yeah. Yeah.
To
not really
know about what was going down, to even like try to dig.
Like, probably the majority of people haven't dug at all. Like I was talking to a buddy of mine who watches the show too.
Yeah.
And he had no idea about it.
Yeah.
So they're probably banking on the majority of people being like that. And so they're like, if we don't bring it up, then we'll just kind of, it'll just be like,
it'll
oh,
just be a quick breeze.
Thing,
and they'll think we're just talking about, and they'll think we're just talking about the scene where she found out that he had donated sperm.
Exactly. Exactly. I think you're totally right. They're like, we're going to create a problem if we bring this up.
Yep. 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 Okay. We need to keep diving into this. But we're going to take another quick pause. Family, after watching this reunion, I can confirm that most of these guys need to take a hike. Okay. I'm really looking at you, Stephen. Well, a lot of these guys. Okay. I'm just saying most of these guys need to take a hike. And if you're planning, if you yourself are planning on walking, being on your feet, may I suggest Vionic Walk Max sneakers for him, for her, for everyone. Gosh, I love my Vionic Walk Max sneakers so much. I have been a big walker lately and they have been perfection, but I just wear them everywhere. In general, I wear them everywhere. School, pickup, errands, all of it. Here's the thing. After a full day of walking on my feet used to not feel great at the end of the day, but not anymore. With my Vionic Walk Max sneakers, my feet feel amazing. I mean, the moment that I put these shoes on, like you've all heard, I swear, I don't know how else to explain it, but I felt the difference. I felt the science because these are science-led design informed by biomechanics to create the ultimate walking shoe. I love them so much. And on top of all of it, they're so, so cute. Sleigh baddie fit. If you know, you know. Love these shoes.
Yeah, they really are the best. I can't believe how great my feet feel in them, too, which is super nice. Vionic's exclusive VioMotion technology is what sets them apart. This exclusive podiatrist design technology features unmatched underfoot contours, providing stability and support through every stride. They began by revolutionizing medical orthotics, and today they continue to use that science to engineer shoes that leave you feeling energized and confident all day.
You absolutely have to check out their website and see the Vionic Walk Max sneakers. Love the look. And also, they have so many amazing other shoe options as well, like their Uptown Loafer. I love wearing these Uptown Loafers with like a little dressy or an oversized suit jacket. It's just such a great look. And their heels, they're so cute. They even offer a 30-day guarantee. Wear them, love them, or return for a full refund within 30 days. Use code MOMDAD at checkout for 15% off your entire order at www.vionicshoes.com when you log into your account, one-time use only. Again, that's code MOMDAD at www.vionicshoes.com. Vionic Shoes, wearable well-being for your feet. Okay, up next we had Marissa and Ramses. Yeah. I do have to say, listen, obviously didn't love the way that Ramses ended up unfolding in this season, the sex conversations, the way that he left Marissa, but I cannot lie to you. Well, not only did I love a lot of his political beliefs, but also I did always love his fashion, and he showed up for this reunion. I did love the fit.
Whole corner was Hunger Games.
Yeah, but Ramses always has style so it wasn't like he was gonna show up.
Yeah, he had like Beetlejuice pants on the whole thing.
Like, and he had looked, like the Crocette shade shirt and whatever.
Oversized jacket, the whole thing.
Have to say that just, you know, before we get into him, I was like, I have to just stop and appreciate that I do enjoy the man's style.
Yes. He always had that though.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
He did. But Ramses was here and showed up for this reunion for one reason and one reason alone, and that was to make sure that the world knew that he wasn't pushing Marissa to stop using or to start using birth control.
The condoms feel icky.
He just wanted to let all of us know he's not scared of condoms.
He's like, just so you know, I understand, and that made me look really bad.
He's like, I am just here. He's like, yeah, okay, enough about Marissa crying.
Yeah, enough about your feelings.
I don't think condoms
are icky, but I also am willing to explore other options, but like you getting on birth control. I mean, no, I'm saying there's got to be other options out there.
He's like, we did figure out something. Okay.
Like, okay. What and is I was that? Like,
pulling out? Yeah. Like, that's the that only thing that I
he's
can.
He's like, no, because it feels good when I don't. No, that's funny. Yeah. He my favorite was just having
a nuanced conversation, but we came up with a way.
Nuanced. Like, it's like, there's like four options. There's like a couple. There's like three options.
I was like, nuanced. Put on a fucking condom if she's not, if she's not okay going on birth control. Right. Nuanced.
We worked out like two times a month, I'll use a condom. One time I won't.
The nuance being that, you know, birth control really messes with her internal system and makes her feel really bad, but like, condoms don't feel good for me.
He's like, listen. I thought I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you, raise children with you, grow old with you, and see our final sunset together. But this whole condom business is really rattling me. So never mind. I don't love you.
But what was wild to me really was when they start asking about like why he ended things. I was pretty convinced that he would come on and bring up their differences in fundamental things, their differences in politics, you know, her military background and him not being comfortable with that. He didn't say anything like that. And I thought that he really would, that would be something that he would focus on. He literally just said,
you're crazy.
Her energy is exhausting.
No, yeah, because he made it worse. Because originally he said, like, you know, when they broke up, he's like, I think our energy's off. And I think, you know, you're just a little bit more this way. And it was like, he actually did it better the first time.
Correct, yeah.
This time was worse.
Yes.
And I think he was trying to do it better. But he's not really good with, like, wrapping it up in a bow.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, literally. Because he goes, I felt if we were to continue, I would be exhausted.
I'm like, oh my God. And overwhelmed every day.
Overwhelmed every day. And then I love, by the way, that they kept the mics on for when people would do these kind texts. Because then she said, I think I hate him.
Oh, I didn't hear her say that.
Yeah, I turned it up really loud with headphones on to hear. Because there was a couple times when people would do that. And I was like, I got to hear what they're saying.
Yeah.
So I turned it up really loud. And one of them was, I think, like, because she was talking, you know, they were talking about everything. And then he's like, well, you know, the reason why I think I just decided that is just because she would exhaust me. And she's
overwhelming
every day. Which is just like so mean. You know what I mean? It's like you really wouldn't mean. And she just goes, you could tell she was really pissed. And she just looks over at Hannah and just goes, I think I hate him. And it was like, yeah, bro, you made it worse.
Yeah,
all you had to be like, it's like, realized over time that we were just not on the same page with a lot of things. And I just felt like our energies didn't match. That's a good way to say you bug me is to say our energies didn't match. Yeah. Instead of saying being around you is exhausting and overwhelming.
But it was wild to me that, again, that wasn't like just one piece of it. That it wasn't because as viewers, all of us were like, well, here are all the reasons why we think they're not going to work out. Here are all the reasons. The family dynamics with the mom, the political beliefs, her military background.
He's like, what would have been a legitimate thing is just to say, I'm scared of your mom.
Your mom. Really,
I love you so much, but I'm terrified of her. I got to go. Like, that's a legitimate reason. I mean, she was staring. She said, I wanted to punch him in the throat. I mean, OK, like, that is a legitimate fear. I would be afraid. It's OK to leave for that reason. She was standing in the front row, just like with the gnarliest, just like expressionless rage face ever, which was iconic, by the way, that they put her right in the front.
I know. And she did drop some good heat when she was like, no, I'm really grateful that he did end it with her.
It was awesome.
She did zone in the right ways.
And then she hit him with a good one too. She goes, she would have carried the whole relationship. That was a good zinger.
It was a good zinger.
But I thought, I liked what she said was powerful when she said, you know, you left and I was there to pick up all the pieces. Like, I had to sit there and basically put her back together and you just were able to walk away.
Yeah, she's like, you got to walk away and think that you had your little moments of crying.
And kind of feel bad for yourself almost. And I feel like mom actually came through with like a really powerful kind of message for his bad behavior.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
1,000%.
And she could have gone a lot crazy. You know, she could have said a lot more gnarly stuff, which I know she wanted to. But like, I felt like she did a good job of actually like making it real and being like, dude, you were shitty. And I had to pick up the pieces. And I thank God you broke off with her because, like, you suck.
And Marissa, through this whole thing, like, you could really tell it's been a year, but it really rattled her. And my heart really hurt for her because she was still immediately full tears.
Yes.
And not even that, not even just the tears, she really didn't say much.
about their relationship? No.
And she started talking later when we started talking about Nick, well, which I can't wait. She had to
get out the rage somehow. Yeah, and so she's like, cool, I'm in Nick and Hannah's relationship.
But you
now
could tell like how much their relationship impacted her and the breakup devastated her. I feel like by the fact that she didn't say anything.
Yeah, because everyone else was like, fuck you, yeah, which you could tell. It was almost because their relationship wasn't as, it was almost like Marissa was so deep in love with him. Like
she was so in love with him that
it was like too painful to even kind of go back and forth.
I know.
Yeah.
It hurt my heart.
Really? It was really intense.
Yeah. And, you know, Nick lets her know. He's like, by the way, I just want you to know that you're
hot. I mean, your soul is beautiful.
By the way, you're sexy as hell. I mean, your energy is beautiful.
Listen, you are very hot and you need to know that. Babe, I'm saying that her, like, she's...
Her energy is
babe,
hot.
Babe, stop. I'm not... You heard me wrong.
She's got a hot, beautiful soul.
Her body, it encapsulates her soul, which is very beautiful. It's all one beautiful thing.
But then he's just like, yeah, no disrespect, Ramses, but, like, you have such a beautiful energy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, out of nowhere, kind of too. He's like, by the way, Marissa, you are very beautiful.
But I was glad that someone said something, mm-hmm, because him just throwing that out there and being like, your energy is overwhelming and your energy is exhausting. And her having said on the show that, like, that's always the reason why, yeah, things end with men is they love dating her at the top, but then they like pull away. I was glad that someone said something, because I will say that, you know, obviously we don't get every moment with them together, but from what I saw, from what we saw, she didn't, like, her energy was just like,
wake up. Like, it's like, what are you doing? It's 5 a.m. I mean, I wasn't getting that.
She was just pulsating always with positive energy. Like, she's just like, let's do this. Let's start the day. Like, what's going on? Let's go. Like,
I wasn't sensing much negative vibes. I wasn't seeing her being a downer.
I'm like, that gives me, like, the energy that, like, Marissa's going to be a partner that brings a lot of excitement to your life. Like, you're not going to have a boring life. You're going to have a fun life where she's positive. And she also, like, met him where he was at in a lot of ways. I mean, I don't know. That was... Like I said, the man only showed up for one reason. That was to make sure that, like, he was now able to re-enter the dating game with, you know, the women that he wants to be with by being like, just as a heads up, I do understand contraception. Also, I would never make her, and, you know, blah, blah,
and
blah.
And not to be a dick here, but I also don't... something about him showing up with his fashion game on 12 while playing this role of, like, humble, sorry guy feels like... Those are at odds.
I mean, he's always fashion god, though.
But I feel like if you're in a, if you're trying to posture with like a sorrow,
sure,
you don't need medallions on you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And like, in like striped pants. Like, how about we dumb it down to a nice black suit?
But he needs,
and we kind of present like, because like the fashion was screaming, "Look at me! Yeah. I look awesome!" And then he's kind of going, he's like moping in the corner. It's like, how about we, I don't know, that's that also like
but
visually
he
didn't
needs
connect
the other singles to see,
but that's what I'm saying,
you
yeah
know what he's offering.
It was a little like
to get the DM
okay
slides.
We're not like on the same page here.
Okay, by the way, throughout this we have little moments with the couples that we know from past seasons, yeah, and some of the singles that we know from past seasons. We get a moment with Zach and Bliss, who have now had a child together, the first Love is Blind baby, who they named Galileo, which nothing could be more Zach and Bliss. It's very sweet. Like, nothing could be more them, but him being like, I wanted my child to bear the name of someone who, you know, who's looks into the stars and da 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 da. So Galileo it shall be.
You can't, like, Zach is the type of like eccentric.
He
you
tickles
can't
me
teach
in a way. Yes.
You
no
know what I mean? Like, you can't fake that. That is no, like, you no are who you are.
I know. And I love them.
Yeah,
I really do.
Sweet.
And they're also just sweet too, because I just feel like their energy whenever they're on these types of shows, like, yes, they're a couple who has now had fame and whatever, but you could just
so
you
in
could
love
just
with
tell
each
they're
other
so in love with
that's
each
the
other.
Thing that matters. They
and
got each other.
I was dying over the fact that Leanne Womack, because he called her Wombat,
yeah,
was not just sending them wombats, but like sending
clothes,
like handmade clothing so to their child. Funny. I'm like, single-handedly, Zach and Bliss are keeping her song going on Spotify. And
exactly
she's like, please.
Smart.
Keep
they didn't go after like Taylor
it
Swift. They're like, we're going to find someone who like needs a little bump again. It's so funny.
But then we move on
yeah
to Hannah and Nick.
Wow.
And family. I got to tell you,
they delivered.
They really did deliver. They really delivered. Did. And not only did they deliver, you know, last episode, I talked about my theory, which was that Hannah was there this whole time for the wrong reasons, that she just wanted to get famous and maybe hoping that she would meet somebody who she thought was hot and would want to be with. But then she saw Nick and he wasn't her type. And then she's like, how can I keep this going? Da, 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 da. And that was my theory. And then Evan mentioned, hey, maybe Nick's just like she is. And Nick is also just trying to get on Love is Blind to become famous. And what I'll say is I believe my theory still stands. Sure. I will still stand by the fact that I believe Hannah wanted to be on this show to get famous, but she did a much better. She's much smarter. She says her intellect is much higher. She did a much more strategic, calculated job than Nick. But we have confirmation officially that Nick was on this show to get famous. Simply on this show to get famous. And not only that, the dude was fumbled hard enough to leave out his journal to confirm that he wanted to be on this show to get famous. And not only that, he fumbled hard enough to tell the other men how he felt about the way that Hannah looks and then look into the camera and go, never said it. I mean, are you joking, this guy?
But I have to say, in praise of Nick.
Oh, God.
What he did masterfully was he never let his emotions get a hold of him.
No, he didn't.
Like,
which is honestly, now that I think about it,
it's barbecued live on television.
Yes, and he never even raised his voice.
And he never said one word out of order. He never attacked. He never
even came at Hannah.
That's what I'm saying. So everyone was coming at him. He got ratted out. He got everything. And he never even looked at Anna and was like, well, you're... He just went, I felt like sometimes, you know, what you said was a little much. Which was incredible to watch, because what it did was it took something that should have been about 2 to 3 times as more explosive.
Yeah.
And it kept it mellow. So it's weird when you're like... Because like, let's... I mean, it was just interesting like to watch someone never... break.
I'll tell you what, I was shook watching it, but if he would have been...
If he would have flown off and been like, well, you're...
Then your jaw would have been... It would have been like, this would have been like viral clip
but
central.
But you kind of walked away from it being like, wow, that was kind of shitty of him. Not being like, what up? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, it was definitely like...
No, but I'm saying the emotions weren't as high.
Yes, because he stayed level.
Because he stayed so calm.
It was like... You walked away, like you said. Yeah, you're like, you're like, asshole.
But not like, can you believe him?
Mm-mm.
Because it was like he just never let himself lose it.
And honest to God, his like just calm demeanor, never coming for anyone, even when like everybody else was like, when Ramses exposed it, when Marissa was coming
for
him.
He lied right up all the way to the end.
And he just kept lying and stayed calm. And then he never got like heated at any of the men.
He'd be like, well, that's
your truth.
Or
anything like that.
He'd be like, are you fucking serious, bro? How could you do it?
But the fact that he did that, honestly, terrifying. Like,
kind of wild,
truly terrifying. You're like, how?
Like, literally, Ramses looks at him and goes, like, dude, be honest, you did it. And he goes, no, I didn't.
This man is like,
it was like, whoa, dude.
This
it was
man
like,
is like a professional.
Deny.
He's like a pro at it.
Yes.
Like, he has exercised and like knows in and out reality
Hannah
television.
And Marissa coming at him, and he was just like, well, that's your truth.
So I will say, as much as like the idiotic blunders of leaving out the journal and then telling the men how he felt about Hannah,
he had me second guessing up until Ramses said, dude, come on. Because
Same.
He was so calm that I was like, maybe they are wrong.
Same. Because
like
they,
maybe all the women are just kind of in cahoots against him.
Because
and I'm like,
also,
he's so calm.
Because
like,
also we weren't getting details.
No.
That I'm like, did they hear it from someone else?
Right.
And then that like
and
rumor got circulated.
Says it, and Ramses says
then,
it. And everyone
when,
betrays
when
him.
When Steven
like,
said it,
no.
When Steven said it, I was a little bit like, well, Steven's a fucking shithead.
Is he trying to kind
is
of look
Is he just
good?
Trying to
like,
look better?
But
you know.
When Ramses said it, that's when it was like, oh shit, bro. You just got betrayed by all the guys except Garrett. Garrett stayed strong, which I thought, is he going to pay for this later? Is Taylor going to be like, are you serious, bro? You're the one guy that stood behind the
Garrett,
guy.
But he also slipped enough because at one point, you know, Nick was kind of like, I have people around who know and will defend me. And all the men were dead silent. And then Garrett goes, this conversation's really immature. I'm like, he Garrett, goes, I'm you just mature now.
I drink wine in France because I am a model. But why are we even talking about this? But him
saying that, the fact that he then said that was like, okay, so Nick did say that because you just go, this cover.
Yeah,
Nick,
whenever someone says, why are we even talking
Nick's
about
like,
this?
Nick's like, Garrett will have my back, right, buddy? I didn't say that right. And Garrett's like,
and he goes, listen, this, the this, wine this here is conversation's exquisite. Very immature. Try the calamari. It's like
insane. Very fun. But let's get into details about the Nick and Hannah of it all. But first, let's take another quick pause. Family, the holiday season is officially upon us. It is officially upon us. And between office parties and family get-togethers, do you feel more bloated around the holidays? Are you looking for a way to get ahead of the bloat? Can it be hard to prioritize your health during this hectic season? Well, I'd like to talk about something Evan and I have loved for years now, and that is Seed. Seed's DS01. DS01 is formulated with 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains to support whole body benefits, including gut health, skin health, heart health, immune health, gut barrier integrity, gut microbial balance, and micronutrient synthesis in just 2 capsules a day. All of this in 2 capsules a day. And let me tell you, since taking it, I have absolutely noticed a difference in my digestion, like promoting bloat ease and supporting that healthy regularity, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we love Seed's DS01. And let me tell you, DS01 is formulated with strains clinically validated to reduce bloating and intermittent constipation after 2 weeks. And it's loved by their members. In fact, 81% of members feel less sluggish after meals after starting DS01. Also, we love how easy it is with just 2 daily capsules and no need for refrigeration, which is so convenient.
The holidays are busy. Give yourself the gift of benefits in and beyond your gut by taking a probiotic plus prebiotic that is easy and effortless to incorporate into your routine. Like Evan just said, just 2 capsules a day, no refrigeration required. So you can save yourself that precious fridge space too. You know, we love that. Get ahead of the new year with a routine that helps you now by going to seed.com/momdad and use the code 25MOMDAD to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/momdad, code 25MOMDAD. Okay, back to Hannah and Nick. Now, I will tell you this, Evan. So when we start off their time together, I did not know that it would be going into this Nick direction. That's for sure. Because what we're feeling right off the top is, you know, Nick making a joke like, any part of you wishes that you just would have written that, ridden that stinking duck. And she's like, no, nope, not getting on that. I'm like, oh gosh, here we go.
I love that she didn't change her energy.
No, she didn't change her energy at all.
I thought she was going to come on and be like new person, like, hi y'all. Yes, I did think some of my behavior was a little bit not how I like, but I have done a lot of work. No, she came and she's like, let me tell y'all something. Like, it was just like bam, like no, right where we left
off. She literally is like, listen, I'm direct, and sometimes the truth can, you know, it can sound like I'm being a bitch, but like I'm direct.
And even Marissa was like, yeah, she's a bitch for sure. She's the worst. Yeah. She treats me like shit all the time.
She's like, she's my friend, but she's such a bitch
too. Yeah. She's like, it's funny too when people say like being direct is like a way to explain being like an asshole. She does that thing where she's just like, listen, I'm a little direct.
It's
like,
listen,
no. And you listen, are abrasive as fuck.
I'll be the first to say, you know, especially in a world full of misogyny like we live in, we often have a woman who, when a woman is being strong and direct, people are like, she's being a bitch. And you're like, no. She's just putting up her boundaries and saying what she wants. But Hannah, let's be real. That wasn't what was happening.
Direct is different than like calling someone horrible shit all the time and being like, you're just a baby bitch. Bitch all the time. You suck. Your existence sucks. You're dumb as rocks. Like, that's not direct. But what was interesting is in the beginning, it was very like, I'm apologizing for some of my behavior. And then they kind of...
Who, Hannah?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't feel like that at all. I was saying she wouldn't apologize.
Well, no, I actually felt like she kind of came out and she was like, listen, I felt like I could have done things a little differently. She goes, yes, I'm this way, and that's who I am. But I do think that, like, I was aggressive at certain times and I was kind of a bitch, whatever. She would say that, and then they cut to Nick, and Nick's like, listen, Hannah's amazing. Like, they were doing the very political, in the beginning, it felt very political. It felt very like, this is not going to go anywhere. He had a chance to kind of go at her and be like, yeah, she was.
No, and he supported her.
My first note.
Because he knew it was coming. going?
Well, it's interesting because my first note before I erased it was like, Nick's low key kind of being sweet about this and keeping it mellow.
Yeah, no, 100%.
It was like, he goes, you know what? She's amazing. And yeah, do we kind of felt like it was a little bit much at times? Yes. But you know what? Everyone has their own truth. And what means something to her means something to her. And he was really hoping that that was going to like,
that she was going to hear that and go, okay, I'm going to just take a step back because I don't, maybe like it'll be less of a drama if we just like let it be and let it be.
And he, because where he really ruined himself was when he goes, and everyone out there giving her hate, she doesn't deserve it. And then she goes, then why are you liking all the tweets, buddy?
Yeah.
And he's like, what are you talking about? She's like, I went digging. And you liked all the hate comments on my your Instagram about me.
Well, he's going, listen.
He goes, world, no, that never happened.
She does not deserve to get any hate or anything, so please stop. And she's like, you're liking the comments that you're talking about. Like,
and then
you're
Marissa was awesome
because
Marissa
it.
Was like in her ear being like, tell him about the tweets. Tell him, like, she was like coaching, like, don't forget this
thing.
She
was like, don't you, yeah. She was like, now you're going to speak up. Like, let's say something. But I did think it was interesting because from my perspective, I felt like I didn't feel like she was budging. For the majority of the conversation, right. I felt like she was like, nope, I'm direct. You know, Vanessa was like, do you regret anything? And she was just kind of like, I'm just direct. She's like, she goes, anything you regret? And she goes, I'm direct. She's like, I've worked on myself a lot this year.
Right.
But like, I'm just direct. So she wasn't being apologetic until.
She wasn't being apologetic about what she said, but she did kind of allude to like, yes, I can be a little much at times kind of thing.
Yeah, but that's not
an
apology.
No, it wasn't. You're right. It wasn't
like an
apology.
She's basically just like, I'm direct. Either you deal with it or you don't. But she did finally make an apology when AD, who, by the way, AD, what a great audience member.
Great.
God, I love AD so much.
Yeah.
She was like giving it. She was crying. She was laughing. And when she wouldn't apologize, AD's dying laughing.
Like,
and she goes, she's doubling down. She's like, she's doubling down. But then AD goes, by the way, you look amazing. And as soon as she goes, you look amazing, then Hannah's like, by the way, Nick, I'm sorry for being so cruel to you. And when she said being so cruel, I'm like, okay, we go from being like, I'm direct to be like, I'm sorry, I was so cruel.
Right.
But then, like you said, which, by the way, Vanessa made a comment where she was like, Hannah, you know, you've definitely had a glow up. And I'm like, Vanessa, that really bothered me. I'm like, Vanessa, like, I'm like, okay, like this. Clearly, Hannah, like, maybe she lost a little bit of weight and got a spray tan. But when we're having conversations on this show about like body neutrality, like wanting to be like love yourself, and then someone loses weight and you're like, by the way, glow up.
Also,
that really
rubbed
me the wrong way.
There's a difference there, too, between
saying you look beautiful.
Garrett had a glow up because he showed up in
a
completely different haircut and a completely different outfit.
Yes.
Where she did not show up with like a completely different haircut and a different outfit.
So by the way,
it was a comment on a lot of different elements.
Yes.
And so it was that, and that's which kind of alluded to the way she looked before was not as good kind of energy.
That's what I'm saying.
So it was like, it was a very different, it wasn't like she showed up with brown hair.
Yes, like she changed her look.
Like, you know, contacts that were like black, you know, different look. It was like the only thing that changed was a couple physical elements. And so it was interesting to kind of have her say that.
That really bothered me. I was like, no. You can look at somebody and tell them that they look beautiful because, you know, listen, Hannah is a beautiful woman and she always has been. OK,
right.
But like, you had a glow up really fucking rubbed me the wrong way.
It felt kind of mean girl.
It did feel mean girl.
Kind of like when you walk into dinner, you haven't seen someone in a long time. You're like, wow, you look better. It's like better. Like that's kind of weird.
That,
it kind of
like,
felt weird.
That really bothered me. But then she's like, Hannah, do you love, you've had a glow up. Da, da, da. Do you love the woman that you are today? And she did start crying.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know. Mm. And that kind of rattled me a little bit because I was thinking, I'm like, listen, at the end of the day, between these two people, you all know we never liked Nick. I never liked Nick. And obviously the way that Hannah was acting was atrocious during this season. Now, of course, we have a little bit of context as to why she was feeling insecure because of knowing in the back of her mind that Nick was not there for the right reasons and didn't find her attractive and all these things. I totally get that. But the behavior still was not okay. And Hannah seems to me like I hope for Hannah that she is goes to therapy, that she has like time to work on herself, because that moment where she was like, I don't know if I'm loving the woman I'm becoming, is I'm like, I feel like this woman got faced with herself in the mirror and maybe isn't quite willing yet, because of Nick being a shithead too, to be like, okay, I need to make some adjustments in life and really see myself. And it seems like she's at the precipice of that maybe. So I hope for Hannah that there's like growth and change, and this can be like a turning point for her. But anywho, that's when we find out that he's liking, that Nick's liking all the hate comments. And then she's like, so, you know, after we broke up, my friends and I were going through Nick's stuff, which, by the way, is not okay. Like, you guys are together and you and your friends are going through his journal.
Unnecessary information. All you needed to say was, I saw that you were liking those comments. You don't need to like then get into details about how you knew that.
No, we're not talking about comments. So we're talking about the journal now.
Oh, right.
She's like, we broke up and my friends and I went through his journal. Like, she said that quickly. I was like, dude, you can't. That's fucking someone's private property. Good. You guys aren't together anymore. You're just like, you and your friends are like laughing, looking through his journal, probably. Right, I'm like, yikes. But what they found is that 2 weeks before he left for the pod, he had written down some goals. Mm-hmm. Number one, he wants to sell 2 homes. Number two, wants to be in the best shape of his life. And number three, he wants to be the most famous person ever on Love Is Blind.
Crazy goal. It's not, it's one thing to be, even be like, to be more specific about the goal. Be like, to find the love of my life and get 100,000 followers, right? It's like, that at least would be a little bit more like scientific.
Right.
But just to say be famous.
Be the most famous person on Love Is Blind ever.
Also to write that down as evidence against you is crazy. But
and then I love too that like his defense wasn't that like, oh, you like, you know, he wasn't trying to lie and be like, you misunderstood.
He
like
blamed his friend for getting him into goal writing.
He was like, well, it's a 90-day goal thing. So like what I do is I write that like at the end of like the 90 days. So I'd actually written that not 2 weeks before Love Is Blind. I'd written that 90 days beforehand. So like we were just starting to do interviews. I'm like, does this make a difference whether you wrote it months before when you were interviewing for Love Is Blind or 2 weeks before you left? Like, but what are you talking about? He did like the diversion
tactic of like, let me talk about this weird goal thing I have to make you not think this is crazy.
He's like, obviously, you know, those goals were just like, I was just putting it out there. Like, obviously I'd like to sell 10 homes. And I'm like, Nick, you're not.
He's like, he was doing the diversion. It's like, talk about other shit to kind of make it sound weird.
And then she said, she's like, he's calculated. Uh-huh. And I do think, you know, I've said a million times that I think that Hannah is calculated, but I do think that this evidence here is that maybe Nick is calculated, not so smooth, but he is calculated. And she mentions then, she's like, well, after the reveal, I was getting all this hate because I was talking about being taller than him. Sure. She's like, but actually, I heard that Nick was calling me a grenade.
Shout out to Jersey Shore.
Oh, so bad.
Because that's a Jersey Shore reference.
Which is like,
like, grenade specifically is Jersey Shore.
It's a Jersey Shore
so
reference.
So he's using Jersey Shore lingo.
Which, by the way, can you even believe? Like, how did we, like, that is so horrific.
It's
to call
insane.
Someone a grenade is the most horrific shit I've ever. Is that
is
he's continuing
to use that lingo from that show.
Yeah, it's 2024 and you're referring to someone as a grenade.
That's like saying GTL. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
Jim
like,
Dan Laundry.
It's like, whoa. Okay.
And he is apparently saying this. So now we're having confirmation from everybody. Marissa was even like, I thought that Nick seemed genuine and I would have his back when I talked to Hannah. And he's like, by the way, Marissa, thank you so much for saying that I seemed genuine, because I was just like this.
And she's like, no, I didn't see it. It was very wild.
And so what it seems like from what we gathered, because then all the men either are silent or they speak up, like Steven spoke up and then Ramses spoke up, is that Nick, before they went to Mexico, saw the guys and was like, she's a 5 out of 10. I don't find her attractive.
Yeah.
And it was a very pillow talk situation. Yes. Then that all the men, it appeared, when they were in Mexico, told their fiancés that Nick had said that about Hannah.
Yeah. Wild.
And, you know, we're hearing it from Steven, but then Marissa's like, and I love that Marissa did this. Mm-hmm. Marissa, who had been quiet during her and Ramses moment, she'd be like, Ramses, this would be a good time for you to speak
up. Yeah. You want to get some credits here?
You know what? Now, I know you had your condom contraception conversation, mm-hmm. but now would be a good time to actually like stand up and say something about this, because you know, and you're just sitting there in silence. And Francis was just like,
sorry, dude.
You know, Nick, if there's a time to take accountability, now's the time, you know. You said what you said, and Nick's like, well, here's the thing. I didn't call her a grenade. I said that I was underwhelmed, dude. I mean, how painful.
Yeah.
As much as Hannah was horrific during this, to have to sit here during the reunion and have a conversation where everyone around you, the women and the men, are like, you said grenade. You called her a grenade. Grenade, grenade. You said ugly, ugly, ugly. And you're just like sitting there. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, I said I was underwhelmed. 5 out of 10. I didn't say grenade. I mean, how unbelievably horrific is that?
Brutal. And which was interesting, too, because during the reveal, he did a much better job of faking it.
Well, that's why she's scary.
Yeah, because she did the whole kind of like, oh, you're shorter than I thought. Or, you know, like she wore her not being that into him physically right on her face. We all kind of felt bad for him in that moment, where reality was, it was the opposite, that mm-hmm. he was far more uninterested. You know, my whole analysis of just kind of this whole thing was like giving a little bit more clarity to their dynamic. And yes, is she direct? Is she this way? Is she? Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
But what I think happened was that he made her feel crazy.
Yes. It was kind of a Jimmy, what's her face situation. Jimmy Megan Fox situation.
Yeah, I think it's one of those.
It was
where
like
it's
everyone
like,
came for her, but like he was making her feel insecure.
She unfortunately was kind of so outwardly
unkind.
Well, just outwardly that way. So then it was really easy to kind of go like, wow, she's in the wrong. But what we clearly see now is that he was making her feel crazy because he wasn't reacting emotionally to anything and being nothing but being like, oh, you're so great. You're so great to all his friends. Oh, she's so great. But in reality, no one else is seeing him play this game about mm-hmm. fame, play this game about production. You know, they said they texted twice and it was about production notes that he sent her being like, don't say that, you know, make sure that you're aware of this. Like,
oh yeah, because he was DMing girls to want to fly them out.
Exactly.
And she's like, all the girls are messaging
exactly.
me.
Exactly. So he was kind of full of shit the whole time,
yeah, whole time.
Which would make you feel crazy. Cause you're like, I know you're full of shit. And you're like, no, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was like, what clearly was going on was she felt like she was probably kind of losing it. Cause he's going like, wait, he's not saying anything wrong. But at the same time, everything he does is calculated. Everything is full of it. I'm hearing these rumors of him talking shit on me, but he won't admit it. And he's also so calm the whole time. Yeah. So it was definitely like, you know, that she was boiling going, yeah. What is happening?
It's also going to push up a lot of insecurities, obviously.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's almost like she was, I fully agree with you. It was like she was almost pushing him because she knew something was wrong.
Like,
and it was
be
like,
real.
Be and real, be couldn't. Real. And like I said, I'll still stand by the fact that I think she wants to get famous.
Oh, yeah.
But. Now seeing this, I agree. I get way more context into why she was pushing the way she was.
Yes. It's almost like she wanted to break him for him to like be honest.
And she's, and like we were saying for the past few episodes, she's a smart woman. You can tell that she's super sharp and she can like read people. And so she, you know, obviously had this sense to her the entire time that was like, he's off. There's something wrong.
Uh-huh.
Like, I know he's not here for me. He's not in this. And so that feeling that's lingering, and then the way she handled it was not okay and completely immature. But it all makes a lot more sense now.
I did want to make one small slight.
And I do love that he didn't get away with it in the end.
Yeah.
Because from episode one, we weren't fans.
We were just
but
like,
then because she was being so rude to him,
she overshadowed his shadiness.
Kind of started to like feel a little bad for him. And you're like, oh, well, Nick. But I love that in the end, it was like, was she being terrible to him? Yes. But then let's not see what Nick's intentions were this entire time. And he almost got away with it.
He didn't. I do want to make one quick comment before we move on to the next couple, which was kind of a highlight of mine because it was just so random and funny, was the Katie and her thing when like,
Oh my gosh.
But like, whatever. Okay. So like they had the beef with the Katie talking to Nick and calling him cute. And then it made her say on camera, I don't trust Katie. Then Katie says to her, I know we've worked through this, but do you trust me? Are we good? And Hannah was like, 100%. I just shouldn't have said that. It was all BS. We're besties. Everything's cool. And Katie's like, good, good. Cause I would never in a million years. It was like a total just friend moment connection. And then Marissa's mom leans in. This is another one I caught and then turned up all the way and goes, interesting. She made you feel bad for an entire year and then just moved back. Being like, don't trust her. I love how Marissa's mom's like the street smart one that like knows what's like can read all these fake people. And she just leans in and goes, made you feel bad for an entire year. Interesting.
Doesn't sound like
doesn't
a good
even
friend to
know
me.
Katie. And just goes, by the way, your friend's full of shit. Anyway, continue on. I had turned
That's
it up all the way
funny.
To hear it. And she's like, interesting.
That's
made you
really
feel bad for
funny.
An entire year.
I didn't hear that. That's funny.
Iconic.
Well, she knows her though, because yeah. Marissa, Katie, and Hannah are yes. besties.
So she's like,
so probably Marissa's mom is sniffing out Hannah.
Maybe they went to dinner
and was like, I don't like this Hannah girl. You know what I mean?
I love it. She sees through it all.
That's iconic. Iconic.
Iconic.
Well, that was them, and they yeah. really did deliver because I wasn't expecting that, and we really got fed, and Nick got his filling.
He
okay.
really did.
Okay. Let's keep moving on. But first, we got to take one more quick pause. Family, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. After watching this season of Love is Blind, I'd really love to talk to you all about BetterHelp and the cast. Okay? I think they need to talk about
BetterHelp. BetterHelp would be very effective.
You know what I mean? But for real. For real, this month is about gratitude. And I want to take a moment to thank you, Evan. I'm grateful for you.
Oh,
thank
I
you
love
for
you.
Being such an amazing husband and an amazing father. We couldn't do any of this without you.
That means a lot.
We love you so
I
much
you.
We're so grateful for you, truly. And like I said, this month is about gratitude, and along with how I feel about you, Evan, obviously, there's another person that we don't get to thank enough, and that's ourselves. It's sometimes hard to remind ourselves that we're trying our best to make sense of everything, and in this crazy world, that isn't easy. But a way that I've learned to thank myself and grow is through therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
Yeah, you know how much therapy has benefited Jess and I
mm-hmm.
individually, as a couple, as parents, as coworkers. I'm so grateful for therapy. It really has shown me so much about myself and helped me not only with positive coping skills and personal boundaries, but with self-love as well. Mm. BetterHelp is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime, no additional charge.
BetterHelp really does an amazing job just making it easier to help you take care of you. And that is very, very important. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/momdad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/momdad, BetterHelp.com/momdad. Okay, before we move on to Steven and Monica, our next official yeah. couple, we get a Leo and Brit sighting. We are gifted with a Leo and Brit sighting,
yes.
and shock of all shockers, they're like besties.
They're besties. It's crazy. They're like talking hours a day. She's dating other people. They're just chatting.
No, she's like in a relationship, and he's single and ready
it's
to mingle.
Amazing, yeah.
He's got 14 Rolexes on at once, and he's just like, anybody wanna?
Because they kind of do work. Right?
I know.
He's a trust fund kid. She's kind of like Miami dating scene woman.
Yeah.
Like, they kind of probably have very similar like outlooks on the world, I guess.
If they're just friends, they're kind of potentially a dynamic duo.
He's like, listen, I date women who love me for my money,
yeah.
and you love men for their money. So, like,
yeah.
we kind of speak the same language.
And,
let's not.
And we're not, and you know, you're not attracted to me, Britt. So let's just be best friends, and I'll just be hoping and praying that at one moment in your life, you know, he's still obsessed with her. You know, he's still in love with
the
her.
Second
like,
she
just
says
over
yes,
the top.
It's happened.
But, yeah, he's just following her around
yeah,
everywhere.
But you know, all they do is call each other about just like how annoying it was that first class was booked for this flight,
yeah.
that they had bad champagne on the beach on their vacation.
The bubbles like, weren't bubbling.
The steak at the restaurant was, you know, not to his liking. But like that comment when he goes, I'm so sorry for Hannah not making a decision and Britt not making a decision. Because here's the thing. You two guys were like steak and pasta. And you know, you're at like a really nice high-end restaurant and you're trying to decide between the two and you're just warring over them. Like, that's what it was like.
It's like, and then like the waiter comes to you and you still don't know yet because you don't
know, and it's like it's really tough.
And then Vanessa's like, maybe women wouldn't appreciate you referring to them as steak.
I just loved the fact that he didn't even recognize how crazy that was. And I love Garrett's like, oh God. Like, Garrett's like, dude, you can't even help yourself. Like, he did the hand in the face, like, are you shitting me?
The second he's like, let me give you an example. It's like they're steak and pasta. Steak and like, all he relegated like,
two loves to like a meal choice at a restaurant.
Two women to food. Yes.
And my
objects.
Favorite thing about Leo is that he can't even fake his way out of being who he is. Like, there's something so amazing about someone who's just like who they are all the way. And they're just like, yeah, I'm a rich trust fund kid who is probably very extremely surface level, arrogant, and just like materialistic, and I don't even know how to fake not being that way.
I don't know if I would say it's amazing.
No, amazing to watch. You're just like, this is hilarious. Like, the guy has this one chance on TV and
absolutely biffs it.
And even he got called out for the money thing, and they're like, do you feel bad about talking about how much money you have? And he goes, yeah, you know what? I wish people knew me for me and not just about how much money I have. And they're like, even the way you said that was like as bad as the way you've been talking. Like, he can't help himself. Like, he just is who he is. It's hilarious.
No,
to me.
I was cracking up because I did not think that these two would have like stayed in touch. I thought after Miami, it was like dunzo dunzo, and they like each other's friends. And they're Leo was like, we talk an hour on the phone every day.
Amazing. Hilarious.
Like, who are these two?
They're perfect for each other in maybe a friend way now, but it just makes me laugh.
And for him pining for her constantly. Mm-hmm. I love how they like took one photo together and it was of her engagement ring and his Rolex.
Perfect.
And he's just
it's perfect. it's perfect. Well, the one big takeaway though for me from their convo was the fact that they didn't choose the Cabo situation, that they said that production cut them.
Yeah.
And then they went to Miami on their own.
And just they to wanted like to go. Whatever.
I thought that was interesting because the whole time we thought they kind of left, or that she was like, I don't feel comfortable going to Cabo, let's leave. But the fact that like they got cut and then they're like, well, let's go to Miami and see if this works was interesting to me. I just didn't see that coming.
It is interesting. I also, I always have big question marks when on television production is talked about in like a positive way.
Sure.
Where I go, is this something that they were like told to say?
Oh, no. I looked at it like they put a positive spin on something that was interesting because they go, we wanted to go, but they cut us.
No, but what I'm saying is, I don't know. I'm always very suspicious of like, I don't know.
Oh, like you're saying that. Why would they put it?
When it comes to production, I'm always suspicious when there's like a moment where it's brought up and it's brought up in a way of like production wanted it to be known that they only bring people in who are serious, strong couples. It's like, we only choose people who we think are going to make it all the way. And I'm like, for real, because like we've watched past seasons and there's been a few where you all obviously. You let Irina and Zach show up where she was literally like dry heaving when she saw him.
For sure.
Like, we all know that that's a load of bullshit.
I'm shocked that production didn't put them on more just for the entertainment value, like you're saying. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You think that they would have
wanted to. I think there are other things going on behind the scenes. I don't buy it.
Got it. All right.
That's my personal opinion, but I could be very wrong. Okay. Let's move on to Steven and Monica. Mm-hmm. Evan, what a fucking piece of work this guy is. I mean,
he's making jokes about being treated like a piece of meat in the middle of the thing. Like, he's kind of like, let's make this fun.
They're like, Steven. And then even Nick was like, when he did his yawn and he's like, I've had a tough time sleeping lately. Steven. And Steven goes, ew.
Yeah, he was loving this. He was loving this. Like, Monica's still sitting there reeling, being like, my fiance like emotionally cheated on me. And he's just kind of like, I'm here for the good times. Like, he was just stoked to be on live TV, baby.
This man came on our screens and attempted to gaslight all of us into feeling bad for being like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Like, he legitimately was, he was doing the whole thing. He's like, yeah, well, the texts, they were pretty juicy, but I don't remember them. And then when the whole situation got brought up, I was like, Steven, stop lecturing me. Like, I took it personally when he was just like, listen, no one's listened to me from the beginning. No one believes me. No one wants to hear me. So why would I even say anything? No one believes me or cares about my side. How much accountability is it going to take? And I'm like, Steven, stop lecturing me. Mm-hmm. It was just like all I could see was the whole concept of the fact that he never stops talking. And he, and we've talked about that, he like gives us like massive Joe Rogan disciple energy. And it was just screaming off of him during this when it's like, you obviously sent those text messages. We all know.
Yeah.
And you, the stance you're going to take is like, well, nobody wants to hear me anyway. So you all would never believe me. So why do I even, why should I even bring it
right.
up?
And, the, you're and like, that's the difference between like true apology versus like, I'm annoyed I have to deal with this shit.
Yeah. Like I, you all bother me.
Cause he put a spin zone on it. That was wild to me. The spin zone he put on was, so I'm in the sleep study, right? I'm getting texted by this girl who's like, he even just kind of made it feel like super horny, right? Like I didn't even want it, but she was so horny for me. I was like, whatever. And she starts texting me like, you know, well, you know, my kinks. And he's like, tell me more. He said, we texted for a while. And then I stopped and I overcame a demon that day.
And I was proud of myself.
And I was proud of myself.
And he goes, the reason
I normally would have gone further, but I stopped myself. So I really just, so honestly, what I want everyone to do is stand up and give me the standing ovation for not cheating farther than I did. I only halfway cheated.
And he's
cheated.
Like, let me be real with you. Like, listen, the reason I don't put a lock on my phone is because if I make a
nothing
mistake.
Nothing to hide, man.
He goes, if I make a mistake, I deserve to get caught.
Yeah,
and I'm
it's
like,
all this
I'm
bullshit,
barfing
dude.
In
I
the corner.
Code, man.
I'm barfing
saying
in the corner.
If I do something wrong, I deserve to get caught. And that's why I do this thing is wild.
And also
spin
the
zone.
Irony of some of a man being like, I don't put a code on my phone because if I do something wrong, I deserve to get caught. And him sexting less than 48 hours after they've gotten home from like their engagement is bananas.
My favorite though is his what he always does is I forgot. He says I forgot the text messages, but he can tell you what happened up until the text. So he goes, yeah, I get a text out of nowhere. She goes, this, that, and the other. Then
no,
she,
said,
goes,
she we're starting talking about her heart condition.
Yeah, heart condition. Then she goes, what kind of kinks did I got? And then I kind of forget everything else we talked about. And it's like, and he even said, remember the day of? He's like, I forgot. And it was like 4 hours earlier.
And you're like,
he had
oh,
been texting.
So you know all everything previous yeah. in conversation that yeah. you two have been.
I just blank
texting.
Out when it comes to the actual thing. But yeah, it was iconic though. I loved when she. So he goes, you know, I'm not going to bring up what we talked about out of respect and to protect the person who I was texting. And she goes, yeah, let's protect that person and not your fiance. And I was like, what an epic bar that was. Just to basically be like, you're going out of your way to respect. And look out for the person that you cheated on me with, but not me.
Also, too, what a crock of bullshit. Because I'm sorry, what are you going to say that's going to reveal who this person is? We're not asking,
yeah, asking you to give
we're
a
not
name.
Asking you to give her Instagram handle out. We're asking for details about like what was talked about during the sexts.
Even
okay?
if you just had everything about the kinks, every kink.
No one's gonna find
no way
this
to, like,
person.
Know who that
that's
is.
What I'm saying.
It's
so it's like
it's
such a
faceless,
load.
Nameless.
It's such a load to be like, I just, you know, out of respect,
basically,
I'm not gonna get
saying,
into it.
I'm
just
revealing
like,
it would be revealing mine.
Exactly.
And he's putting it on this person, like, ah, oh, we're not gonna let them know who this person, what's going on. Yeah, it was just he was so inauthentic.
His energy, when I tell you, like, I was raging out watching it.
Because it was good. It was the it was the playfulness. It's like you see Monica there, like hurting.
Yes.
And he's just doing a lot of right. And looking at the guys go right. And then look at the crowd kind of engage. Even the fact that like, you're engaging with the crowd and going,
like,
guys,
the crowd is
no one's
going to
believe you. Like, he's like performing
for the crowd.
Yeah. Like Monica's looking directly at him and yes. at Nick and at Vanessa, whatever. And then he's like turning and going, you guys. He's doing a lot of you guys, which is like immediately shitty.
No, his whole energy in this thing, like my body was raging out. But
like,
I
would have been so hurt if I was Monica. If I was there and I had dated this girl and she was my fiance, and then the whole time she's going, you guys. Oh, and then making
like,
cracking
and
jokes
again,
in between.
After, like, it's not like they just ended because they weren't working
right.
out.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like you were sexting about fetishes.
Like you
right
cheat
after.
On me and then are like, guys, what's going on at the party?
Also, by the way, now. Yeah. Now we've have a confirmation that he actually was at a sleep study.
That is
he has
unfortunate.
Sleep
I was
apnea, but no, this is what I've. This is listen. Okay, were we wrong about the fact that his lie was the sleep study? Yes, he was at a sleep study, but he was still lying because he said he was drunk. He was not drunk at the sleep study. That was the lie he gave. He didn't give the sleep study as a lie. He gave the drunk as a lie to try to make up an excuse for why he was texting horny things.
Yeah, because when did he drink? I mean, he's at the sleep study, so is he drinking
at
the sleep
study? No, he's got all the nodes on him and everything. Like, you can't be drunk going into a sleep study test for sleep apnea. So his lie wasn't that he went to the sleep study. His lie was that he was drunk. Because, you know, she comes home, she's like, what are these about? And he's like, I was drunk. And then she's like, well, I thought you were at a sleep study. He's like, yeah, well, but I was drunk. Like, so his lie was the fact that he was drunk there, not the sleep study part. Because, like, yeah, you can't walk into a sleep study with like a handle of Jack.
Right.
And be like chugging it and be like, hey, let's see how this shows up on my, you know, my REM cycle.
I was when drunk you're testing on life is what I was trying to say.
He's
insufferable.
Oh, he is. That's the perfect definition for him. He is truly insufferable.
Insufferable.
Like, I wanted, he was the one that I wanted to reach in.
Yeah, she kept it really cool. I couldn't believe how mellow she was.
God, no, she handled that.
I would have eviscerated him.
Are you kidding?
What are you making jokes for, you asshole?
If I would have had all this information going in, and especially knowing that, like, the public, this wasn't a Tyler Ashley situation where it's coming on after the show. This was like everyone with their own eyes watched what happened.
It's like, at least Ramses and Nick, and they just stayed quiet and chill, and they like took their licks and then kind of.
Well, I mean,
just,
Nick didn't stay quiet.
No, but I'm just saying, like, he lied. I'm talking about like during the rest, like. Like, Steven was making jokes and comments, and like he was being very
during the rest of it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the people that did wrong kind of like stayed quiet after they took their licks, versus he was like, but jokes before, I was hoping you'd forget about me. It was just like, it was almost like he was like really just like, I don't care how I get attention. Like, I just want attention. Oh my God. Very embarrassing.
Okay. On to our final couple.
Yeah.
Who didn't end up working out, Alex and Tim.
Yeah.
And this was rough.
It was icky vibes, just kind of like their relationship was. Like, it didn't feel, again, which just kind of a resounding thing about this whole reunion to me was how there was no one who came in and it was just like, yeah, we've talked a bunch since this whole year has gone on by. We're good. I mean, other than Leo and Britt, which is really
which
funny. Which is ironic. They're like, they totally are like healthy and worked it out. But like, everyone else is kind of like looking across like, I still hate you. So it was just like.
It's a year later.
A year later. You think a lot of these people would have kind of resolved, chatted, got together.
I mean, granted, when you watch it again, then you're seeing like ITMs that you've never seen before.
But you think you would have at least kind of spent some time like making sure the other person was good. But nope. They were right where they left off. If anything, much worse, and like had festered for a year.
Yeah. And Alex and Tim, you know, towards the very end of this entire conversation, Vanessa was like, you know, I think this is something that you two should talk about alone. And in my opinion, I disagree.
Couldn't disagree more.
I'm like, I do not. Vanessa, disagree with you. I think that these two, it is not healthy. It is not good. It needs to just be done. They're done. Let it be done.
Tim even said that. He's like, nah.
No, yeah. It was like this is not something that is healthy between them. And there is no need. Sometimes there is no need to sit.
There's no signs of them being able to communicate.
No.
Like, it was nothing but back and forth.
And that's really what a lot. And we don't need to get into the details of all of this, but I do want to hit a couple specific parts.
Yeah.
But a lot of this was them both saying their own perspectives and disagreeing with each other.
Yeah.
It was just like, you know, her being like, hey, this is why I was crying. It was because of my father. And then he was going into rehab. And so I needed space. You wouldn't give me space. And then he was like, I wanted to be there for you. And she was like, I was protecting you. And he was like, you were calling me this, you did this with your hand. Like, it was back and forth. Of like, you don't have respect for me. And then she's like, I was there for you and you won't let anybody listen. And I mean, I couldn't even, like, genuinely watching it, I couldn't even read between the lines in a way of like delivering all my thoughts and opinions on it, because it felt so much like I needed to be there.
Yeah.
And not just pull away from what I was hearing.
Sure.
It was a lot of like, hey, I'm not 100% sure because I didn't have eyes on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But a few things that did add some important factors to everything, which I do want to mention.
Yeah.
Number one, the sleeping situation.
The Sleepgate.
Sleepgate. The napping of Alex.
Yeah, because we couldn't believe, it was so absurd to think like they're just in the middle of like family time with 10-hour drive. And she's just like, I'm sleepy. I'm going to go take a quick nap. They're like, what? What?
And we end up finding out that she's in fashion, but she's also a bartender. And that was her first night back bartending. And she had a shift from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. She'd been with the family from 10 or 11 to like 7.
Right.
And she ditched for an hour to nap before a full shift. And with that being said, I will tell you, I then was like, I completely get it. That makes perfect sense to me. I'm sorry. You're not only are you meeting the family, but you are on TV. There's a lot of lighting and setup. There's a lot of work behind it. And then you're about to go take a 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. bartending shift. That's a lot. Like, right. I completely understand the need for a nap in that. Right. Mm-hmm. And
at least provides a little bit more, like, you can have your opinion on it. And you could even say, hey, it's one day out of your life. Be tired. Right. This is you're meeting my parents, whatever. You could say that. Right. That's a legitimate thing to kind of say. Like, can you just be tired? Like,
but then whatever. What he did, by the way, which was so super shitty, is he's like, well, you know, you didn't mention that you were out the night before till 4 a.m. clubbing. And then she goes, hold up, hold up.
The night
that was family. Another night.
Yeah.
That and he was trying to make it sound. Right. And that was like an interesting nugget. Well,
he did that the whole conversation.
Yeah.
He did that the whole conversation. Because it would be like, okay, well, first of all, just to address the sleeping situation.
Yeah.
Where it's like, at least what it did is just provided some context. It wasn't just like, I'm sleepy, I took a nap in the middle of our dinner.
It wasn't I don't care about your family. It's like, no, I have a work shift. And you know, by the way, he knows that, obviously,
right.
Going in. I highly doubt that, like, when his parents are there, all of a sudden at 6 p.m., she goes, by the way, I have a bartending shift tonight.
Right. So, looking back on this whole conversation and then their whole relationship too, one thing that I felt was really weird was like, I felt like you can judge her for her vibe and have an opinion on whether that works for you or not. She's kind of low energy. She's kind of chill. And so he would kind of make mention of that. So like that was kind of the general vibe in my opinion was like, that he would kind of constantly say, like, I told you to get your tires fixed and you didn't, you know, like just like almost like a responsibility thing that he felt like he was being more responsible than her, whatever. So that was kind of like the thing I felt like. Was,
I mean, and then also then with the argument with like the hand and the name.
Sure. But I'm more just talking about the specifics of kind of the relationship.
Yeah.
But what my thing with him, which was really strange to me, is that he did a lot of like. She would call him out for something and then he would like, but you did this and it had nothing to do with the thing.
Yes.
She would go like, okay, let's get into this. When she goes, you, after telling my father that
asking his permission, reading the letter,
you did this incredible whole presentation. She called it like a performance because of what happened after. You did this incredible performance for my family. Basically, putting out my whole life, we're gonna go be together, will you? And my dad's crying, and then hours later going, I have doubts, I don't know if we should be together, right? Then she says that, and he goes, yeah, but you fell asleep with my parents. And it's like,
but that happened,
you didn't, that has nothing to do with what I just brought up.
And that also happened, like, that happened after.
And he'd be
like,
yeah, and he go, and you were out at a club one time, and I told you to get your tires fixed and you didn't get them fixed. Mm-hmm. So again, it was a lot more. It was like this tit for tat fighting, but never actually addressing the issues.
Yeah.
He would do like a, you know what I mean? It was almost like, hey, babe, you didn't come home last night. Yeah. But 2 weeks ago, you didn't do the dishes. And it's like, what?
You're like, what?
So it felt really weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
it almost felt like he just really didn't like her.
Yeah.
So it was like, I'll just find things about you that I hate and then use it against
Vanessa,
you when you have a problem with me.
Vanessa brings up, she's like, you know what? I got to tell you, Tim, if I was in Alex's situation and Nick came back during Mexico after the argument and looked the way that you looked and had that face on, I would think he's not in this.
Right.
And in my opinion, The whole argument situation is something that like I have a hard time getting into because we're getting pieces from them, but like we also weren't there.
Right.
So I don't know how much I want to speak on that because we were not
no
there.
Idea, yeah.
But I will say I it seemed like that was when he was done. And he was done yes. from then after.
Whatever
went down,
that was it.
Whether it was a mutual bad thing, whether it was on one side worse than the other, whatever happened.
He never recovered.
Whether he should have or not, like he didn't ever seem like he bounced back from them. And then I think he kept just trying to make it work. And then did, to a certain extent, put on a performance for the family. But in his whole mind, in the back of his mind, because he even made a comment, which kind of blew me away. Where he like randomly threw out, because we found out that she called him like a bitch ass or something like that during their fight.
Yes.
And then he said, like, you all ask men to take you seriously and then you disrespect me by calling bitch ass. And I was like, ooh, that was that comment, like, you all, like, women expect us to take you seriously.
It got weird.
So I was like, there were a lot of things in this conversation that I was like, I was noting that I'm like,
yeah,
she said that to him and he was seemed like, I end. Feel disrespected. And he was like, done.
That was it. Yeah.
And, but like you mentioned though, the whole conversation with her, there was the sleeping thing. Plus, where it added context, but then also you and I had said when she met his parents, I was like, man, I feel like she's really not given much. And I as a viewer, I was like, damn, like I feel like Tim really gave a lot in her meeting her parents, but she's really not giving a lot to him. But then we find out that this is right before he tells her that he's having doubts.
Right.
So then this is way more context to go, well, yeah, of course, I get then that she's not going to be like, oh my God, I love your son. Yes, we want to be together forever. After he meets her parents, does the full, like, may I have permission to be with your daughter? And she's like on cloud nine. And then he's like, by the way, I have doubts.
Yeah.
It all just, like, the context just really starts adding up.
And then she
was saying, too, the way that you ended our relationship was so hurtful. She's like, you're acting like I killed your dog or something like that. Which, when, again, we were talking about that, how wild that was, like how that breakup. But then we saw her, how she was like nonchalantly eating. And she was then referring to the fact that she was like, I was trying to protect you through this circumstance as well.
Mm-hmm.
So then there was just a lot more context that was added to them as a couple after watching this. And like what, you know, clearly not a good couple together. Like they are not each other's match. It is not a healthy dynamic. That's mm-hmm. for sure. And again, there was a lot like left in the air because we weren't able to view it, the behind the scenes, and then like add in our points of observation.
Yeah.
But there was some context that was added to it that I found to be interesting. But
overall icky though.
Yeah.
Just an icky vibe.
Yeah. The whole thing was rough.
Bummer. Especially that it ended with it being like, I'll never talk to you again kind of energy. It was like, oof.
Yeah, it was rough.
Jeez, you guys.
Well, then we start to slowly wrap up. You know, we see Jessica from season one,
mm-hmm.
who I haven't seen Jessica from season one in a hot minute. She's married. She has a kid. Just wanted to bring that up because when they bring out Jessica's child, Vanessa like rises from her seat and she's like, come here.
It's like, maybe you'll be on Love is Blind one day.
She literally like couldn't help herself. She like
letter of intent,
and she's like, "Will you be our legacy, baby?
We're gonna be doing Love is Blind
on this
children
show in 2045."
Yeah.
It's like so weird. It was like
so weird.
But then we talk a little bit. We wrap up with the couples, but let's talk a little bit for a second about Taylor and Garrett. Fong and Tom were there. My obsession with them continues to grow. They are so precious. I was obsessed how Tom was like, I was relieved I saved all this money on this grandiose wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
But Taylor and Garrett seem happy and in love, coasting.
Cruising.
But I will do a little ask.
Yeah.
Because when you were bringing up earlier the fact that you're like, I've got this uneasy feeling now that he's in the modeling game, the asterisk I will add to that is the fact that they are not moving to San Diego.
And she was just kind of like, I love him and my life is with him now. And he basically said he can't move there. I love my parents, but I choose him now. It felt a little bit like they've had many conversations about it. And she's like, that's what we agreed to, right? Like, there was no, we both love it. It was like, I'm sacrificing this for him.
Yeah. and
that's
listen,
all it was. And listen, listen, that's life. But
and that's life. And sometimes, you know, you love somebody, and with relationships comes give and take and sacrifice. And sometimes, you know, that's just what you have to do. So I'm not trying to be a shade ball here. And maybe they had these like great conversations, and she's like, "Yeah, I'm down to do this." But it was an interesting caveat to me that like now he's a model, and then also it's like I don't like Fredericksburg is where my family is.
It was weird to be like I realized I can't be away from my family as a grown man. I don't know. It just felt a little strange to be like, I'm willing to have my, like, for the excuse to be, I'm willing to have my wife be away from her family, yes, but I'm unwilling to be away from mine. Weird take.
Because then he's like, well, we figured we'd find a middle ground and move to D.C. And I was like, what?
I'm
like,
Fredericksburg
Fredericksburg and Washington, D.C. compared to D.C.
and San Diego.
And San Diego is not a middle ground. It's like
maybe Arizona is a middle ground. Yeah, Colorado.
Like, yeah, I'm like, I don't know. Even maybe like even a little closer and be like in Nashville. Like you're a little closer to San Diego, yeah, strange. I guess. But that was a...
It was just weird to be like, we've decided that my family's more important than hers. That was the takeaway. It was just like... That my relationship is stronger and I beat it. It wasn't like she doesn't have a family, but she just loves San Diego and I have a family. So it's important for me to be next to my family. It's more like we both have families and we decided to go with mine.
And by the way, is she an only child?
I don't know.
I feel like we didn't meet brothers and sisters.
Right. So maybe even that. You know?
And like what we've met, like numerous of his sisters. Yeah. Part of me was a little bit like, well, what about... Fong and Tom. I don't know. That's their business. And
it had an energy with him looking like the way he did and saying those things.
And maybe we're assholes for saying this. And maybe it's a little bit like, no, they're good. They've talked through. I'm sure they are. I'm sure it's like, you know, we're good. We're good. But like, I just can't help, especially after this season has like messed me up so much because like so many people were oh so terrible, is that there's just part of me that's just like,
yeah,
he's a model now. And then now the whole thing was like, they're going to go to SD and now like they're not. Mm-hmm. But anywho, you know, I'm sure they're great. Wish them well. You know, beautiful couple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know if Taylor wants this, but I'm like, baby girl, if Garrett's getting into modeling, like if you want to model.
Yeah, of course.
You should definitely also model. Don't let him take all the shine.
100%.
You are catwalk. Mm-hmm. You are a catwalk queen. I can just, you know, I can feel it. But then after that, we saw had a, like a Tyler and Ashley montage, and they talked about their relationship. And
there you go.
And then we got a little. We found out that we're gonna get the next season of Love Is Blind. Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So not too far away, actually.
I mean, Love Is Blind's very, it's an awesome show.
It's always really very fun. Entertaining, as much as this was like, oh, so yucky.
But it's great. It's a great show.
But we wrapped with a brutal rhyme cheers from Leo.
Yeah.
And that was that.
Did you notice when he walked out with Brady? He went,
yes, I did.
He's got like a catch thing now.
Now he's got his thing. He's probably definitely got merch. He definitely has merch.
He probably does it on his Instagram. I've never looked at his Instagram.
Yeah, or like his galleries or something. He's like, he's going to like name a new gallery. Mwah, 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 mwah. Which is actually kind of a fun gallery.
Sounds like French.
But that was the season of Love Is Blind, everybody.
Fun.
What a roller coaster. Yeah, I don't know about fun, but it was
fun recapping.
Yeah,
fun recapping, recap. Gross to watch.
Yep.
Enjoyable as always in its own way.
Yes, yes, indeed. But family, we love you.
Love you.
This is our one episode for this week.
Yeah.
Okay. But make sure to watch Golden Bachelorette. Because next week we're going to be covering the Men Tell All in one episode, and then we're going to be covering, I believe, the finale in our second episode of that week.
Crazy.
And I think my mom Sylvia is back to join us for the Men Tell All episode,
back.
So she can get her eyeballs on all these men
we're
to see
having
who's
our correspondent
single.
Drop back in,
ready to mingle. So tune in next week for Men Tell All, and then the finale, and then also tune in next week. To chit chat about maybe what we'll be talking about in these upcoming weeks as well.
Yes. Love it.
Yes.
Love you all.
We love you all.
Mwah. Mwah. Bye.
Have a good week. Mwah.